Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 10th week of the 2021 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other houses has passed. The deadline for original floor action on appropriations and revenue bills originating in other houses Tuesday, March the 16th. Weight limit increase bill survives Tuesday's deadline. House floor chamber vote to send weight limit bill to conference. Senate Bill 2825. On Tuesday, March the 9th, the House floor chamber voted to send Senate Bill 2825 to conference by a voice vote of 95-19. Note, the current status of this measure will increase the weight limit of the harvest permit from 84,000 pounds to 88,000 pounds with no additional revenue. Please contact your House and Senate delegation and request that they oppose any weight limit increase without continuous long-term revenue attached to it. Important MAS items that has successfully passed both chambers. Senate Bill 2189. This measure allows counties and cities the discretion to offer their Medicare-eligible employees the option to transition from the county health benefits over to Medicare. Senate Bill 2336. This measure delays the mandated implementation of the First Responders Health and Safety Act until year 2023. Without the delay or state funding, counties and cities will soon be faced with an expensive unfunded mandate. House Bill 74. This measure extends the repealer for the Emergency 911 Operation Code section. Calls still needed. Homestead Exemption Reimbursement. Senate Bill 2923. The Homestead Exemption Reimbursement section of this law passed the House Appropriations Committee with no changes from the Senate's initial original language. Section 8 of this measure makes an appropriation of $77,038,135. This line item appropriation represents a $1.9 million cut from last year's appropriation of $79,013,472. Counties need an appropriation of $88.7 million to be fully reimbursed. Please contact your local House delegation as well as your Senate delegation and ask that the homestead exemption be fully funded at $88.7 million. Note, Senate Bill 2923 is currently returned for concurrence or non-concurrence. This concludes this week's MAS Podcast Legislative Update. Thank you.